New York's senior senator, Democrat Chuck Schumer, made an appearance at the College of St. Rose in Albany.
Today, we are releasing the plan for the 40-mile bus rapid transit network with two, not one, but two new Bus Plus lines. And as we unveil these new lines, I am also pushing for federal funding to ensure these plans become a reality as soon as possible.
CDTA rolled out its Bus Plus rapid transit service in April 2011 along the Central Avenue corridor, connecting Albany, Colony, Niskayuna, and Schenectady. CDTA's Carm Basile.
For the last 3 years, we have focused on our customers, and they have repaid us by riding our buses at a record clip. 4 years ago, ridership was 13.5 million annually. This year, we will go over 16.5 million.
That's huge. That's incredible.
Senator Schumer announced the plans to launch two new Bus Plus routes.
The first of the lines would run along the Washington and Western Avenue corridor, connecting so many important parts of the Capital Region with downtown. The College of St. Rose here, the Harriman State Office Campus, University at Albany, CNSE, and the Crossgates Mall. And they're going to call that the Purple Line. The second would run from downtown Albany and connect North Albany, Watervliet, Cohoes, and downtown Troy, the Blue Line.
Schumer said he'll make the case for pumping federal funds into the initiative. The Washington Western Corridor line is estimated to cost $48 million, and the River Corridor is estimated to cost between $10 and $20 million. Proponents of the new routes say they will ease traffic congestion, stimulate economic development, and reduce parking demand. While Carm Basile had no exact timetable for the project, he noted that things are moving forward.
We are in the federal funding process with the Washington Western line, so we need to work in that process time frame. The River Corridor, frankly, may be on a different funding path and may actually happen first.
CDTA will hold an open house at Milne on the downtown UAlbany campus November 12th to seek input on the Purple Line. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.